For this particular one, you could find the written version online as well on whiteytorah.org. So I'd like to discuss an issue that relates to the last few psukim of the parasha, the last paragraph of the parasha. We have the mitzvah of tefillin. We'll actually see it's a machlokas, whether I should give this shiur on Parshas Bo or when we get to Sefer Devarim. But the issue is the following. Which hand do we place our tefillin on? So the answer, the simple answer, is you place it on your left arm. The question is why, and we'll see the ramifications as we go along. So we have three opinions in the Gemara Menachos. I'm not going to read it inside. We'll just say it outside. The first opinion is that whenever the Torah, it says that you place the Torah on your yad, on your arm, that yad means your left arm, that's it. Okay, that's the first opinion. The second opinion is that there's a hekesh between So the ksiva, when you write the mezuzah, so there are rules. You have to write with the hand that you normally write with. So most people write with their right hand. And therefore, they have to tie their tefillin with their right hand. And how do you tie your tefillin with your right hand? By putting it on your left arm. That's the second opinion. And the third opinion is from this week's parsha. It says, V'hayala os al yadcha. And it spells yadcha with a chaf hey, as opposed to with a chaf sofis. And we darshan out, yadcha, yad keha, your weaker hand. So the first opinion is that inherently you put it on your left hand. The second opinion is you put it on the hand. That's not the hand that you write with. The third opinion is that you put it on your weaker hand. This machloka seems to carry over into the Rishonim. So the Rishonim discuss what a lefty should do, or somebody who doesn't really fit the mold of a normal person. I'm saying normal. I'm a lefty, so I'm not discriminating here. I'm just, for lack of a better term. So the tour says, this is in Hilchas Chalitza, but he says the same thing in Hilchas Tefillin. She'iter cholitz b'yamin shalosh v'smok l'adam, v'achem yisrav z'chegav n'arim v'tefillin sh'minech b'smolo shehu yamin kol adam. So what does a lefty do? A lefty puts it on his left hand, meaning that he views a lefty as just a reverse composition of a righty. So
on the right, though.
He puts it on the right, but that's his left hand, meaning. meaning the tour says that he's built backwards. That's the way a lefty
the other
is.
The guys are built backwards.
All right, okay. Well, let's hold on. Yeah, right. The point is that a lefty is just built backwards, but he does the same thing as everybody else. So his left hand is our right hand, and everything's switched. But he puts it on the opposite hand that he normally uses. But not because it's weaker, but because that seems to be like the first opinion. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes Rabbeinu Yechiel, Chachayimah Rabbeinu Yechiel, Adam Shehu Iter, Yad, Yamino, Sheyargel Atzma Lichtov, Gam B'Yamin, Vazinech B'Smol, Atzma De'Iker, Tali B'Ksiva. Everything goes by Ksiva. How do we know this? Because the Gemara says, Maksim Mina Kshir Mimin. Because that's the second day in the Gemara. That whichever hand you write with, so that's the hand you tie your tefillin with, and that's the opposite hand of whatever your tefillin are going to go on. And then the Ran talks about whether an Iter is a reverse or not, and he says, and we can't really learn anything out from tefillin. Why? Because tefillin is totally on Yad Keha, on the weaker hand. So the fact that lefties put the tefillin on the right arm is not a proof that a lefty is reversed, because tefillin has its own quirk. So that's basically the third opinion in the Gemara. So we have three shitas in Rishonim, basically mirroring the three shitas in the Gemara. Okay, but now let's explore, because writing is a significant piece of this. So let's explore why writing is significant. So at the outset, we said one reason why writing is significant is because the second day in the Gemara, and the second day I presented here, that writing is the key determinant. But we find two other shitas that writing is a determinant for a different reason. Tosus writes that an iter meniach tefillin b'yamino shesmol v'hasha adam hakosei b'yamino. Let's say a guy writes with his right hand, usharu maza v'smolo, but everything else he does with his left hand, yeshli stav meza meniach tefillin v'shem yishlemoso k'sholei p'shtei yadav. That maybe the fact that, like, the fact that he does some halachas with one hand and some with another, and writing is done with the other hand, so that's enough to consider him an ambidextrous person. Ambidextrous person, the Gemara says, puts it on his left hand. So, so if he's ambidextrous, so that's your out.
Which was the description of ambidextrous that you can break?
No, so normal ambidextrous means you could do everything with both hands. Tulsus is giving kind of a new definition here that he does some things with, he does most of the things with the left hand, but he writes with his right hand. Tulsus says that's also called ambidextrous. The Bach says something similar, but it's not the same thing, meaning it comes out to the same conclusion. That's what Moshe Feinstein points out in Surah 12. That's the same conclusion, but a different analysis. The Bach says that you need two things. So you need, in order to put tefillin on your right arm, you need to be both someone who uses your left hand for most malachas, and you have to write with your left hand. If you don't have both of those things, then you put tefillin on your left arm. You put tefillin on your left arm, like everybody else. So even though it comes out the same as Tosos, Tosa says that if you're kind of using them both ways, that's called ambidextrous. The Bach says that's not ambidextrous. The reason it's just a different analysis that you need to have both criteria to put the tefillin on your right arm. Otherwise, you put it on the left arm. Now, we still didn't get to a resolution, and we're not going to get to a resolution because the Shulchan Aruch has two opinions. The first opinion is that everything follows the malachas that you do, rov malachas, meaning whatever. And here, you know, I didn't see in the poskim, but there could be a distinction between like fine motor activities and gross motor activities. I mean, some of the tests that they say using a hammer is more of a fine motor skill because, you know, if you miss the nail, you hit your thumb or whatever. Whereas carrying a sack might not count. And I think the reason why is because when you talk about lifting heavy objects, you're using your whole body. So it could be that your lower body is stronger, let's say, on your right side, and your upper body, you know, or your fine motor skills you'd use your left hand for. I think I'm kind of like that. But if rov malachas, meaning I think it's fine motor skills, but let's leave that as a tzarchiyun. So you would, so if you're doing rov malachas with your left hand, you put your tefillin on your right arm. The second day is you follow ksiva, straight up. Whatever hand you write with, that's the hand you're going to tie your tefillin with, and by definition, you're going to put your tefillin on the opposite arm. Okay? And then the Ramah says, V'hachi nohog. And Ramah seems to follow the second opinion. The Bir HaGro, it's a long Bir HaGro, and, you know, the Bir HaGro is packed. So we wouldn't be able to read it inside anyway, but the Bir HaGro in Source 9 follows the Mechaber. He brings proofs to this, that you follow Rov Malachas. The Mishnah Brura says that he quotes Magen Avraham that we should go straight up with. I think when he says Ein Elo Psach Shulchan Aruch, it means the Ramah, meaning the Ramah is V'Hachi Nohog. And then he quotes that the Malbim in the Arts of Sachayim follows the Bach, and the Gra follows the that you go Basar Malacha. So he comes up with an idea. Which is going to sound like the Bach, but it's not the Bach. It only works for people who are closer to righties and closer to lefties. So he says the following, that if, you know, when Tosa says that you have ambidextrous people, because a person does malachas with one hand and then they write with the other hand, so that's, you know, when everything goes one side or the other. But a lot of times you have somebody who can really do malachas with one hand or the other hand, just that one hand he does it better than the other. So he says, let's say that, and the Mishnah Brura thinks that most people who are in this situation, and you have to keep in mind that in earlier times, like, people were pushed not to be lefties. So I think the way he's describing it is that the majority situation like this is where you have somebody who's really a lefty, but he, you know, from a young age, he was taught to write with his right hand. So now what does he do with his tefillin? So the Mishnah Brura says that the bottom line is that he could probably do a lot of other things with his right hand also. So if he could do a lot of other things with his right hand, so just treat him as ambidextrous. And the fact that he can write with his right hand, you know, really puts him over the top in that regard. And so you've solved the problem for those people. The opposite case, though, so is going to be more complicated. Yeah, right. You put it on the left hand, like most people. The opposite case, though, he doesn't. There's no solution for that to fulfill both opinions, because he says, you know, because in that case, if a person writes with his left hand and does most melachos with the right hand, so then according to the first day in the Mechaber, he should put it on his left hand. According to the Ramah, he should put it on his right arm. And in which case, the only way to really be choshish for both opinions is to have, I guess, either two sets of tefillin or to take it off in the middle of davening, switch it. Wow. Either way, it's going to look really strange. Because it's not Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and you don't need to take off your shalrosh. So I don't know. I don't know if that eitz is very practical. But for most situations, the Mishnah Berurah thinks, at least in the old days when they used to train people. The training, though, I'm sorry, just the Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, like the Gra that we follow, Rav Malachas, and Ramosha. Ramosha has a long analysis, and we'll leave that out for now. The Mordechai points out, and this is relevant as well, Im hirgalatz v'lasu shum davar biyad, lo havi hargalosu klum l'mikri yiter, l'mikri nolot. You have to be born that way. You can't, if you were, and again, it's hard to know, like, some people are trained from a very young age. They don't really know, you know, especially in the old days, they didn't let people use their left hand for anything. People were trained at a young age, so it's hard to say, it's hard to really know that you were born like that, but certainly the opposite. You can't call yourself a lefty if you were... That's the rare scenario where you were trained to be a lefty. That's not called being an eater. So, the Dagom Ravava, Rav Yecheskel Landa, points out that this does not apply to somebody who has some sort of ailment and they can't use one of their hands anymore. So in that case, if let's say a person lost, you know, somehow lost some koach in their right arm, and then they have to constantly use their left arm, so that person is for sure considered a lefty. That's what the Dagom Ravava points out. So Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah applies this to an amputee as well. So let's say somebody chas v'shalom loses an arm. So now, obviously, the other arm is going to be the stronger arm because that's the only arm they have. So the Mishnah Berurah says that now he switches over, so he would put the tefillin on the arm that, you know, if there's anything left of the arm, he would put it on that part. And Rav Shlomo Zalman questions that. He says that Novi Yehuda is talking about somebody who had you know, paralysis or some weakening of the arm. So... So in that case, you say that that there's a complete switchover, not like the Mordechai. But if somebody just lost the, you know, he has this, I mean, technically he has the strength in the arm, he just doesn't have the dexterity, or he can't use it because it's not there. So that's not called switching over, and therefore that's where the Mordechai would kick in and say that maybe you would be considered somebody who trained themselves to use their opposite hand, as opposed to somebody who, you know, from illness had to switch over. So that's, you know, that's more of a theoretical discussion, hopefully, but it kind of sheds light on the idea of what it means to train yourself to become a lefty, that even that's not so simple, that we necessarily always assume that training is considered nothing. So, time to summarize. We have three opinions in the Gemara, whether it follows just the left hand straight up, and then there's the Shaila, whether a lefty is considered a reverse of a righty. The second opinion is that it follows the arm, meaning you tie your tefillin with the hand that you used to write with, and then you put your tefillin on the opposite arm. And the third opinion is that you follow the weaker arm. We don't have such a clear hachra. The fact that lefties sometimes use their other hand for certain things might make them ambidextrous. That's what Tosis points out, and that and the Bach has a similar idea, and that kind of plays into this whole discussion. So if somebody does most melachas with their left hand and then writes with their right hand, which is what the Mishnah Berurah describes as the common scenario, there's good room to say that they would put the tefillin on their left arm like most people.
Well, does that work for the opposite?
Okay, so it won't work. In the opposite scenario, where he writes with his left hand and does most levels with his right hand, so then that Mishnah Brewer's application would not be applicable, because in that case, he writes with, meaning you're not going to be able to fulfill both opinions. That's the point.
So that he would.
And if you follow Ksiva, you should put it on your right arm. If you follow.
So in that case, you just go by what you follow, then.
No, then you have to go back to the different opinions. You have to ask a Rav and figure out which opinion he follows. But
is there center righty or left?